there's so many different type of natural hairs that I don't want you to compare yourself. Your hair is your beauty. You are different, and that's what makes you beautiful, and that's what makes you stand out from anybody else.
Welcome to the Proud and Curly Podcast, the podcast all about celebrating naturally curly hair. I'm Sierra, your host and founder, also known as C. Johnson on YouTube and Instagram, and you, my girlfriend, are in the right place. Every Friday, you'll get new insight and curlspiration on how to manage and maintain your natural curls. It doesn't matter if your hair is a wavy 2A type, a kinky 4C texture, or if you're anywhere in between. After the episode, the conversation always continues on the Proud and Curly Instagram page, so be sure to follow us there. Hi guys, welcome back to the Proud and Curly Podcast. I'm Sierra, your host, and we're back with another episode. Today we have episode 12 with the beautiful and most kind ever Jess Perez. She is going to be on this episode spitting straight fire, spitting straight motivational gems, so be prepared for that. I actually kind of met her through online. If you guys go on our Instagram at Proud and Curly, you'll see like literally like less than 9 photos ago, I shouted her out, just reposted her picture. I reposted a lot of you all's pictures and people that I don't even know, just if I love the photography and I love like your curls and everything like that. So I reposted her and she showed me so much love and was just like, thank you, thank you. And she like shouted out Proud and Curly and everything. I was just like, wow, she's like super kind and nice. And I saw that she did radio and everything like that. So then I was like, maybe I should just ask her. So I'm always looking for more people to be on the show. And I'll talk a little bit about that more later, I guess, about the share your story. And I'm going to be sharing that a lot more in this coming week about share your story and how you guys can be on the podcast. But I'm going to be releasing it this coming week. It's pretty much ready. Like, I should just open it up. Like, it's fine. So anyways, definitely stay tuned for that and enjoy this episode. Like, if you really are looking for some motivation, you can never have enough motivation. So either if you're looking or not, you know, it's always good to get a little extra boost, a little extra clarity that, okay, maybe how I'm feeling is okay. And these people that I bring on the show, it's like really cool to hear their stories because a lot of them kind of correlate and you can kind of identify with different pieces of them and they may be similar to your own journey and it helps you see that you're not alone. I'm not alone. You know, we all got curls out here. We all struggling. So anyways, hopefully you guys like this episode because it was very sweet. The main thing about this episode is though, this was my first interview podcast on video. So your girl was out here struggling. I was a bit nervous because that was my first time setting up this whole thing and it was my first time going on Zoom with people and I never met, this was actually my first episode with someone I did not know. So I was just like, ah, is it gonna work? So, but it went fine. And of course, on top of all of that, that I already was like nervous about, then the thing kept going in and out of service. So bear with us because yeah, the internet kept going in and out and it's kind of choppy. I tried to edit some of the parts out so it wouldn't be too distracting, but at some points it's just kind of awkward or you'll hear her voice like trailing off into the distance. Like, it's like, is she okay? Like, where'd she go? But yeah, it's like, you know, like the phone's breaking up or something. So just bear with us. You know, we're trying to get this together and we'll have it together soon. So let's go ahead and hop into this episode and get this motivation and get right. Yeah. Let's get into this episode. Hi, Jess. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a true blessing just to be on this platform. What you're doing is so incredible. So thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Yeah, so I'm Jess Perez. I'm the founder and creator of Industry High. Industry High is a platform for on-the-rise talent and for influential people who are doing positive work within their communities. I bring them on board, I interview them, and I just give them, you know, that opportunity to showcase their story. And I feel like everyone who has a talent and is doing positive work, that needs to be highlighted. So that's what I do. But my background is in radio. I did radio for 7 years. I'm a former Radio Disney host. Fun fact about me. and radio was such a beautiful experience. I mean, I've worked for La Mega, La Invasora, which was the number one regional Mexican radio station here in New York City.
Wow.
Sirius XM, iHeartRadio. So I am like a radio head gal to the power of 1,000. And when I say radio, actually, like the board, I'm a board operator, also audio engineer. So I do all the hands-on technical stuff that you normally don't see, you know, in the radio field. It's very male dominated, I must say. So doing radio for that long for such a long time, I had to adapt to that, being able to just learn and embrace, you know, every aspect of the radio field. I'm also a brand ambassador for Talia Wajid. I work with different brands creating content, and also, you know, just creating flyers and all that fun stuff that I get to utilize my skill sets and get paid on the side. So being an entrepreneur is, it's fun. I always say that the most beautiful thing about being an entrepreneur is it's the reward that you get. But there are many times where I'm just like, I don't know if I can continue doing this. But, you know, entrepreneurs, we have that animal spirit that tells us, keep going. Like, there's no giving up. Just keep going. but there's just so much about me that I feel like, I could keep going and going and going. Because I also work with a lot of children in New York City. Yeah. I created the Just Prom Princess Giveaway Project, where I donate 100+ dresses every year to young girls who don't have the resources to attend prom. And we just wrapped up this year's prom season, and we donated over 70+ dresses to 3 different public schools. And I had the opportunity to mentor these young girls, which was very personal and life-changing for me as well. So that's a little bit about me.
That's awesome.
And I always leave out that I'm from the Dominican Republic. I grew up in the DR, moved back to the U.S. when I was 15 years old, knew very little English, graduated here my last 2 years of high school, went off to college, where I got my degree in broadcasting journalism and video arts and technology. So I am an Afro-Latina to the power of 1,000. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I've been kind of like on your Instagram and YouTube, like just like brushing up on you and everything. And I was like, this is so cool. Like the prom dresses and everything. And
thank
you. Your interview, I think, on MLT.
Yes.
Yeah. Just about like Industry High and everything. And I was like, this is super amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Industry High is 5 years old. Nice. And it's so funny because how I came about creating Industry High was an idea with my friend. I remember in my living room, and my friend was like, you've been doing, you know, radio for quite some time. You've been doing television for quite some time. Like, why don't you just create your own platform and your own content? And I was like, this is so interesting. Like, yeah. And then he was like, we're just talking about the industry, and the name came about, Industry High, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's such a dope name, like, yeah. And at that time, I used to go to different, like, underground spots interviewing up-and-coming artists. I remember this was, like, back when Nicki Minaj was not even Nicki Minaj, and I had the opportunity to interview her for Dr. J's Fresh Face, and also Jeremiah before he came out with the birthday sex song. So little old me walking around with my iPhone 4, you know, just seeking opportunities, but also creating opportunities. I really feel that when an opportunity is not handed to you, you create your own opportunities. And you just you know, that's just like, it has always been who I am. Like, I don't like to wait for opportunities, I create them.
That's nice, yeah.
Thank you.
That's what I'm working on now. I'm like seeing that all of the opportunities are out there, but all of them aren't like given to me. So it's like certain things you want to create for yourself too, instead of like trying to get on with someone else. You have different ideas as well. So it's important to try to nurture that and believe in yourself that you could do it.
And I'll tell you a fun story that I always like to share with people was my opportunity with Radio Disney. Back in 2013, I created my Prom Princess giveaway fundraising gala, and I contacted Radio Disney off a random Google number that I found, and this lady so happened to respond back to me, and I was like, hey, I'm doing this Prom Princess giveaway. I would love to get on Radio Disney to promote it. She responded back. She's like, this is so amazing that you're doing this, but unfortunately, it's not within our age range, and we can't promote, you know, your event. And she said, you know, even though we can't promote it, like, please stay in touch with me. Send me pictures. I would love to know and to hear, like, how your event went. And I kept in touch with her, and I emailed her every Friday saying, happy Friday, Robin, like, it's me, Joss, do you remember me? And I just built a relationship with her, and story short, I asked her if they needed a Latina host. I said, I speak fluent in Spanish, do you need a host? And she said, wow, we're opening a multicultural department here at Radio Disney. Would you come to an audition the next day? Went to the audition, got the Radio Disney job, and the rest is history. So this is for anyone who's listening, for anyone who's watching. You know, sometimes you have to create your own opportunities. And I'm a true believer that when you bless other people, those blessings will come back to you. Because I had no intent with, like, getting on Radio Disney. I had my goal was to promote my Prom Princess event. It wasn't to get a job at Radio Disney. And little did I know, like, later on, I got an opportunity from blessing other girls who didn't have the resource at that time to attend prom. So, yeah, sometimes you need to just go for it. Just go for it. Whatever it is that you want to do or be, you just have to become that, you know, without waiting for someone to just hand the opportunity to you.
Yeah, that's true. So how can we, like, shift into how, I don't know, your hair may have played a part in this growing up?
Yeah. Well, growing up in the Dominican Republic, I had a very, like, innocent childhood in the Dominican Republic. And I remember my grandpa used to say, like, oh, Morenita. Like, he used to call me Morenita. He used to say, like, oh, and I never really understood, like, these stereotypes and terms and name calling. I was just like, why does he call me, like, Morenita or, like, you know, Cabezama, like, you know, these names. And I was just like, well, he's not calling cousins those names. Like, what makes me a little bit different from them? And, you know, even, like, my mom not understanding my texture, my hair, like, I had a lot of bad hair days growing up because I didn't want her to style my hair. I didn't want her to do anything. I was like, no, I just want to, you know, be with my hair, you know, all puffed up and not do any type of hair stuff. And also back then we only had jam and that pink lotion. Now we have so many different hair products that we can choose from. Yeah, there was no products for natural hair. Women. It was only two. I remember Jen, pink, my mom using pink lotion. But, you know, in the Dominican Republic, it's not normal to consider a woman beautiful with her natural hair, which is very sad to say. I think that women get more of a glorifying response when they have their hair straightened and relaxed. It's considered beautiful. And I think that's something that, you know, we're still working on culturally. Yeah. And it's important for me to shift that message, especially my nieces who are 19 and 21 years old, to understand that, you know, beauty does, your hair does not define beauty. You know what I mean? It's what you have inside. It's your soul. Mm-hmm. And for me, like having my natural hair, it's more than just hair. You know what I mean? Like it's my culture. It's my being Afro descent that we don't normally consider ourselves in the Dominican Republic. But, you know, we normally don't embrace the fact that we're African. And yeah, I think that coming back to the States and being able to relate to other women, especially other natural women who are Latina, it was like, oh, no, I'm not alone in this. We're all trying to come together and send a message about our natural hair. So to me, it's just like, you know, I love the fact that we have communities now. We have the Afro-Latina community. We have, you know, Black Girls Magic. And, you know, there's more of a positive message out there about us women embracing our natural
hair. Yeah, and it's important to know that what you have, like how you come out of the shower, how you wake up is beautiful and it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's a way to like enhance your beauty and like an extension of your beauty from inside.
Yeah. It's so necessary too. I think that it all starts from educating our children. You know what I mean? Like, I wish that my mom had a better understanding of my natural hair. Like sometimes our parents don't even know what to do to our hair.
Yeah.
Or they don't know, you know, they just don't know. And I think that it's so important for us to educate and start telling our little ones, like, you're beautiful with your natural hair. You don't need to feel like, you know, any different because your other friends have straight hair. I always felt like a little bit insecure. Like I remember putting like a long, or playing around with my mop and like acting like I had long hair. Or remember when you used to put, well, I used to do this, I used to put a towel around my head. Oh. It's like, look, mom, I have long hair. So it's things like that that sometimes we don't realize the how that could be different. And just the message, just, you know, being able to talk to your child and tell your child every day, you're beautiful. You know, you're a brown, beautiful girl. You have natural hair. Like, that's your beauty. And that makes you different from everybody else.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Did you have any siblings or you were saying you look different than everyone else? Are you the only one with curly hair, like in your family? Or that wore?
Well, no, I have other, I'm the only one that's rocking my natural hair from my family right now. But I think that growing up, since I don't really have cousins my age, so growing up, yeah, it was kind of like, am I alone in this? Like, there's no, like, all my cousins are like very fair, you know, skin, complexion. Still, they're African, okay? Still, they're African. So I always, you know, bug them and tell them, I don't care. Like, yes, you're a pale Dominican, but you know that you're African, right? But just being able to, like, send that message and being able to educate my siblings and my, you know, cousins, it's so important to me. But if you go to any of my family gatherings, you will know, like, we're African, and we will tell you, like, oh, you know, we're African. We consider ourselves, like, Dominican, African descent. And I can't stress it enough, especially to my people. Like, we share island with Haiti, I hope you all know. So there's, our food is very similar, the music is very similar, you know. And I just hope that anybody who's watching this and feels some type of, like, strange way of identifying themselves with being African, like, blackness is dopeness. Like, you don't have to shy away from being African. African is so beautiful. Like, our culture, our food, our music, our style, our swag, like, everything. Everything. Like, hello, we're being glorified with, like, cultural appropriation right now. Like, you know how, like, we have so yeah. much of that, that sauce, that so much essence into everything that we do that, you know, people want to be like us. So embrace it. Mm-hmm. Embrace it. Embrace your natural hair. You know, there's so many different platforms like yours. If people feel don't know what it is to be natural or whether or not to go natural, there's so many platforms that are educating our people on yeah. being natural.
Because that's
so
a big
not alone.
Yeah.
You have yeah, to definitely.
And like, I'm still trying to figure out what to do with my hair half the time, but that's a big part of it. Education. So, because like, my mom doesn't know how to do my hair either. Yeah. So it's like, I got to figure this out. But, you know, you're not alone. You know, there are people around yeah. that do it and are willing to help you.
Now you have YouTube where you can find so many protective hairstyles. Like, I'm always on YouTube and I'm really big on like protective styles, braids. I'm actually gonna get my hair braided very, very soon.
Oh,
I cannot wait.
Nice.
But there's so many ways. I know. Ooh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, I need a break.
But yeah, like, you need a break. I need a break too. Like, this right here, you see this? It's work too. That's the thing.
So pretty though. Yeah.
Being natural.
Mm-hmm.
It's work, yeah, but it's so beautiful. It's like, no. It really isn't. But yeah, I'm so happy that I took that decision of like, you know, doing the big chop. I was like, I'm tired of like damaging my hair with, you know, the flat on. Putting on extensions, dyeing my hair. I was just like over it. I was like, let me go natural and really embrace my beautiful hair. And I did it.
How old were you?
This was about, it's okay. We can say it. I'm 31, by the way. I was around 25, 26. Yeah.
You look good.
26. Thank you, girl. You know. Okay.
So this is fairly like recently, I guess.
Yeah. It's recent. And also I feel like when you rock your natural hair, it makes you look younger. Mm. I don't know. There's like something about rocking your natural hair that makes you look way younger. So yeah. I just love it. I just love it.
So what is the Japanese method or the Japanese hair salon that you used to go to?
Oh, this was terrible. Terrible. So I used to go to this Japanese hair salon located on like Prospect Park to straighten my hair. They have like this technique where they take like strands, like literally like a strand of your hair and flat iron it, like one by one. Like, it's crazy. But at the time, I thought I looked cute. I was like, yeah, I have straight hair. Like, oh my gosh, like I'm popping right now. But it's so bad for your hair. I had so many bad, you know, hair days as far as like, you know, blow drying my hair and being able to see all the split ends. It was horrible. Like, healthy hair, I did not know the definition of healthy hair back then. But yeah, I can't stress how bad it is to, you know, flat iron your hair.
Because I've heard of like Dominican hair salons where they're like super, they get your hair like super, super straight. So is it even more straight or is it just kind of the same thing?
This is even more straight. Oh my God. They wash your hair. And then they blow dry your hair, like crazy. I was completely dry. So you're like really looking like a crazy chia pet, if you say. And then they take parts of your hair, part four, and then they take really tiny strands of your hair and flat iron it, which is so bad. The Dominican salon, I like to do those Rolo sets. I do, you know, straighten my hair, which is like not that, I don't think it's too bad to do those Rolo sets, but when it comes to like the flat iron, please stay away from that flat iron because it's so, so bad. So bad, especially if you want to, you know, go from the process of, you know, going natural.
Yeah. The heat damage takes a lot, a big toll on your curls.
Yes. Yes. And I know at the beginning, it's like, you're going to look a little bit crazy because I felt like a little crazy with my super short hair. I was like, I can't do nothing. Like, this looks crazy. Like, I don't want to go out. But then you'll get used to it. You'll get used to it. And it starts, you know, finding its, you know, its way.
How short was your big chop?
It was it was like really short up to here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No. No, not okay. Not okay. Not okay.
I want to like cut all my hair off, but I'm trying to like get, because my hair is like to here. I just put it up today because I tried to do a perm rod set and it did not take. So. But I don't know.
I love it.
I'm trying to
I love the pineapple hairstyle.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying to get okay with like no hair. Like I want to like go like completely no hair, just because I feel like I kind of like use my hair as a crutch. But I don't know. I know I'm more like, I'm more than my hair, but at the same time, I'm still trying to figure out my hair. So I'm trying to get used to it.
Oh, okay, girl. I think you could still rock it.
Yeah, my sister doesn't have any hair. Like, she has military cut. That's what she goes to the barber and gets. But
wow.
She's like, it's so easy. I don't have to do my hair. Like, I just wake up and I go, and I'm like, okay, maybe I'll do it.
Oh my God, I can't wait to see that change.
Oh, Lord, now you're going to hold me accountable. I don't know, maybe like probably the end of this year when it's cold, I'll be like, I want to cut my hair off, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense, but yeah. Okay, well, cool. I never heard of the Japanese hair salon, but I will stay far away from them.
Please do. Please do.
The opportunities to speak in different panels, how your natural hair has brought that to you.
Yes. So a lot of people ask me, how did I get my opportunity to be a brand ambassador for Talia Wajid?
Yeah, I was going to ask you that.
It's crazy because on social media, I had posted a photo with my natural hair and they came across my picture and then they asked me if I could be a part of the natural hair show here in New York City.
Oh, nice.
Because they needed Afro-Latinas to talk about, you know, being an Afro-Latina with natural hair.
Wow.
And yeah. And then I was on the panel discussion. This was like 2 years ago. It was very successful. And Talia Wajid, they were like, they asked me like, hey, do you want to be a brand ambassador? I said, yes, but first I need to try your products because I can't promote something and I won't promote something that doesn't work for me.
Nice.
So I use Talia Wajid products, been using them for 2 years. And yeah, that's how I got my opportunity with Talia Wajid brand.
Social media again.
And yeah, social media again. Again, creating opportunities and giving people careers out here. So that's amazing. And I still get like a lot of opportunities to just speak about, you know, being natural, being Afro-Latina and embracing my natural hair, which I think that, you know, we still have to send out a positive message and be very vocal about it because yes, it's getting very saturated. Like everybody's rocking their natural hair, but are we really educating people with, you know, our natural hair? So that's why I love being part of panel discussions and also talking about my natural hair.
Yeah, that's important. And that's mm-hmm. so cool.
Thank you.
Because it's like, so do you. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never been on a panel, but I think that would be cool. I don't know how I would exactly bring my story, because I love how your natural hair is so, like, connected with you. And even when you were younger, you said you wanted to just wear your hair, like, wild and, like, crazy. So it's just been such a part of you for so long. And I don't know. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes, I mean, sometimes I do rock, like, different hairstyles. I'll do, like, my sleek back hair, especially now. It's very hot in New York City. And, you know, I rock some other hairstyles, but it makes me feel sometimes a little bit weird when I'm not rocking my natural hair. And I'm just like, oh, I feel weird today. Like, you know, my natural hair has become, like, my part of my personality, too. Like, oh, there goes Jess, you know. When I have, like, my hair slicked back or, you know, a high bun, it's just like, okay. All right. It's kind of like
curls under control.
Yeah. So anyone rocking their natural curls, like, you're special.
That's super cool.
Yeah. And I also want to encourage young girls, my young, beautiful queens out there, to not compare their natural hair to anyone. Mm. Everybody has different texture. You have, you know, the kinky coily, you have the 4C, there's so many different type of natural hairs that I don't want you to compare yourself. Your hair is your beauty. You are different, and that's what makes you beautiful, and that's what makes you stand out from anybody else. What's important is that you send your message through your natural hair, your experience, what it took you to go through the process of becoming natural. And I think that sometimes we can get caught up with social media and, you know, she has bigger natural hair than I do and she has better curls than I do. No, your story is different. Your natural hair experience is different. And I think it's important that everybody owns their story and shares, you know, their story in a very authentic way. So, you know, I think that this is so beautiful. I love talking about natural hair and I can go on for days.
Do you have any like tips or tricks that you do with your hair? What would you say your hair type is as well?
So I have kinky coily hair. The tips, I like to do at least every 2 weeks a deep conditioning treatment. And I like to do like natural treatment, like literally like avocado.
Nice.
Like organic avocado with olive oil. And I usually do that every 2 weeks and put some avocado on my hair. And that's my treatment. And it leaves my hair super shiny, super healthy, and so easy to detangle every time I wash my hair. So yeah, that's like a tip that I could think about right now. I don't know anything else. And also like protective hairstyles during the summertime when it's hot, you don't want to rock your natural hair out. You know, do some cute little braids, braid up your hair, rock it for a couple of, you know, days. That's another tip.
Okay. I do have a little segment I like to do at the end called the awesome. 5. It's like just different questions.
Yeah.
So, okay. If you could only have one hair product, what would it be?
If I could have one hair product, that would be Talia Wajid, the Jello, curly Jello.
Curly Jello.
Yes.
Is that like in a container?
And you yes, like, and oh, it's okay. In a small little container. It smells so good. Yes.
Is it like a gel or what does it do?
It's like a gel, but it's a leave-in gel conditioner.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So it's a leave-in conditioner, but it's a gel.
Nice.
And I love it. It holds my curls. It smells so good. and it's good for like frizzy hair. I have frizzy hair too, so it controls my frizz.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Number two, wash and goes or twist outs?
Wash and goes. Wash and goes. This is a wash and go.
Yeah, I was watching one of your videos. You were like, I just need to be able to go. Like,
yeah. I'm in New York. Sometimes I don't even have time. I'm like, okay, this is it.
Number three, if you could go back in time, what would you say to your younger self about your hair?
Oh, this is so good. Why do you put me on the spot? Hey, young girl. You are beautiful. You don't have to straighten your hair. You don't have to feel that you need to conform to what society says. You're beautifully natural. You're brown, lovely young girl who is destined to change and impact other young girls' lives through your story. Keep embracing yourself. Oh, did it go?
Yeah, it's fine. Oh. It's on the last part where you said keep
embracing yourself. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I don't know why it continues. I guess it gives you, like, some minutes. I wonder.
I don't know. But it's weird that it changes to your name.
That's so weird.
Anyways, number four was... what's one tip or trick, but I kind of asked you that before.
Yes.
I don't know. Okay. Let me see if I can think of one on the spot. You said you use natural, like do natural mask and stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
What's maybe like the weirdest thing you've done to your hair?
The weirdest thing I've done to my hair?
Or used with your hair, like any
tip? Oh, the weirdest thing I've done to my hair, like my natural hair or before I was natural?
I guess either way.
Okay, so the weirdest thing that I could think of right now that I've done was actually gluing my hair with that black glue to put on extensions.
Oh, I remember that.
That was the weirdest thing.
You can like mold your hair down and
yeah,
then
I would glue my hair with that black glue and I would like put on the weave, like
the tracks
onto my hair. That was just,
it's not like a quick weave, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would have like I would have glue all over inside my hair. It was horrible. It would take days for me to wash it off.
Oh, like, no.
Yeah. Yeah. So embarrassed. Like, what is that in your hair? I had extensions the other day.
Don't look at it.
Don't look at it, please.
Oh my God. I've never done that or like had like a sew-in. I've never had a sew-in, but I do like wigs and stuff. So
I've done sew-ins and I've done weave. Yeah. Glued up, all of that.
You don't recommend the glue.
No, it's really bad for your hair. It's really bad for your hair. So
yeah.
Stay away from all that chemical stuff, too.
Yeah, there are a lot of products now being exposed and canceled.
Oh, like yeah. That's a whole different topic.
Yeah. Number five, what is some advice you would give to someone looking to start embracing their natural hair? I know you kind of talked about this, but...
Yeah. I think that any advice that I would give to anyone wanting to embrace their natural hair or who's already embracing it and feels, you know, not 100% secure is that you're beautiful. Your hair is just hair. You know what I mean? Like whether you cut it, you have it long, like hair is hair. I would say your inner beauty, focus on that. Focus on reflecting that, because once you accept your inner beauty and you embrace your inner beauty, your outer beauty will glow. You will feel confident and it will show. It really, 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 really will.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. 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 Well, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me. This is so incredible. And I love that you are supporting women like me, women who need it. I think it's so necessary mm-hmm. to have a platform where we can just have conversations about our natural hair,
yeah,
embrace it, and know that we're not alone in this journey.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
That's true. Thank you. Do you have any other like platforms, like anything you want to share of where people can find you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at ITSJES Perez. You can find my show, Industry High, which we're working right now. We're in post-production working on It's New Frontier TV. Mm-hmm. And I'm always looking for artists to interview. So you can follow my platform, Industry High, on Instagram at industry_high.
Definitely be sure to follow Jess Perez and follow Industry High so that you can keep up with her and her journey. And thank you guys so much for watching and listening to this episode. I really had a fun time recording it, and I love talking to Jess, and it was just really insightful, and she's so sweet of a person. I just wanted to give you guys a few tips just in case you weren't taking notes. Let me remind you of a few of the gems that Jess dropped in this episode. So number one, if you want something, go for it. Create your own opportunities. Yes, girl, this is what I'm trying to do. Literally was speaking to me. And speaking to you guys, I don't know what y'all trying to do, but whatever it is, go for it, create your own opportunities. Number two, if you need help or tips, find communities or YouTube videos. This was talking about natural hair. We were talking about entrepreneurship a lot in this and natural hair, so that was pretty cool. And number three, don't compare your natural hair to anyone else's, because your hair is a part of you. It's your DNA. You hold your history in your hair, just like in your skin and in your face. So your hair is not going to look like anyone else's, because that's not the way God made it. So, and that's okay. It's beautiful. It may look similar to someone else's, but it's not going to be exactly like someone else's, and that's okay. Number four, own your story and share your story. She said this is very important because we all have different stories and we all have different curls and different backgrounds and stuff. It's important to own that about yourself. Embrace it, own it, and share it with people so that other people can see that and feel inspired to share their own. Number five, try treating your hair with avocado, and I actually really want to try that, so I'm going to be doing that soon. Definitely check out my YouTube channel, shameless little plug here. I'm going to be trying out lots of stuff every Tuesday, try it out Tuesday. So C Johnson, if you don't know, check out C Johnson on YouTube if you didn't know. Number six, wear protective styles to give yourself and your hair a break. Very true, because sometimes we just need a break, and sometimes our hair just be in dry puffs, and sometimes we just don't want to moisturize and we don't have time and we lazy. We still gotta take care of it in the protective styles, but you know, it won't be looking like this anyways. It's okay. Buns are cute. Yeah, girl. Number seven, you're beautiful. Focus on accepting your inner beauty, because then your outer beauty will glow. Got that natural glow, because we ain't got no highlight on today. But yes, definitely, like, this is going to be said in the next few episodes. I'm really excited for the next few episodes to come out, but definitely it's all about accepting yourself, loving yourself, so then that will shine through you and show through you how you feel about yourself, how you feel about your hair. It'll show through your hair. Your hair will be popping. Everything is going to be popping. Anyways, guys, thank you guys so much for watching and listening to this episode. We are now on YouTube, as you can see if you're watching this video right here. We are on Spotify, oh my goodness. So it don't matter if you got an iPhone, it don't matter if you got an Android, you can find the show on Spotify. We're on Google Play Music, and we're on Apple Play. No, we ain't on no Apple Play. And we're on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. I don't know if you use Stitcher. I was like, yeah, put it on Stitcher, why not? So we're everywhere that you are. So just type in Proud and Curly and you'll find us right there on your feeds. Definitely subscribe so you can see us every week. All right, I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna stop and I'm gonna see you guys next week and talk to you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening, and yeah, stay proud and curly. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Proud and Curly podcast. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a rating on the Apple Podcast app. It helps me so much, and it also helps other people find the show. Special thanks to Terrence Esquire Huggins for producing the music in this podcast. You can always check out his website, SoundCloud, and follow him on social media at EsquireMusic111. All of his links are in the show notes. If you're looking for more curly content, be sure to follow us on Instagram. But until next Friday, stay proud and curly.